Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, December 19th,
yes.
2015, and we're coming to you live from New York City. I am your host, Zara Green. My co-host is Alfred Edmond Jr., and as you've heard, he's already on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and bring him in so he can say his hellos.
Happy Self-Love Saturday, everybody. Happy holidays. I know you're coming down the home stretch of the holiday season, holiday shopping season, that is. The holiday season has a little further to go. We again want to thank those of you who have already purchased our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, as a gift. Or just for themselves. We don't know why y'all buying them, but we're glad you're buying them.
We sure are.
but not just for us, but for
what it's doing with everybody.
Everybody, exactly. So it is an excellent gift for the people that you love and you care for, the people who are you think are kind of living a little bit messy, and you want to find a kind way to get them on the right track. And our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, is just a great gift to get that ball rolling. So go to lovinginthegrownzone.com or any major book retailer. And you can order the book, hard copy, soft copy, ebook, there's still time to get it in time for Christmas. But even if they get it after Christmas, it's still going to bless them the same way.
Absolutely.
But with that, we're actually very excited about the new year. We've already been sharing posts and tweets around how to make this coming year a great year. So without further ado, let's get on with the show, baby. You go ahead with it.
And indeed, and not only are we just sharing some of the posts and things that we've done, we're also in the process of creating the what we consider personal growth gap to actually aid you in being able to make the new year exactly what you want. Because this show is called New Mindset for a New Year to Make Your Best Year. To make it your best year, so that 2016 is your best year. All too often, we have the goals and we have the things that we want, but time and time again, keep falling short. And we've said over and over again that when you fall short of meeting your desires, then it can always go back to a personal growth deficit. There's a personal growth gap. So we're creating some things right now to help you close the gap. Listen, it doesn't have to start on January 1st. So just get your mind right to be ready to dive into this, and go to grownadvice.com to make sure that you are in our flow so that you can be connected.
Yeah, it's going to be new levels in the Grown Zone in the coming year, y'all. So if you're not already in grownadvice.com, if you're not already in the loop, this is a great time to get in the loop, because we are going to be introducing a bunch of new things in the new year for some new levels in the Grown Zone.
Absolutely. So let me just go ahead and set the show up. We've talked a little bit about it, but here's the succinct description. The beginning of the new year is always a time of excitement and hopefulness. But if we're honest, it's also a time of angst. Each new year, people commit or recommit to wishes, dreams, and desires for their lives, also known as resolutions. Unfortunately, breaking resolutions is as much a tradition as making them. However, making and breaking promises, especially to yourself, is not grown because it is unhealthy. It diminishes your love and esteem for self. I'm slowing down there. It diminishes your love and esteem for self. Your capacity to make and keep healthy commitments to yourself is a major sign of truly being grown, not merely an adult. So this year, try something new. Instead of making resolutions, consider the personal growth gaps that have caused all the others to fail. allow us to give you some actual steps toward goal setting with the mindsets to match. Don't you like that? I like that, because the only way you're going to reach those goals is if you have the mindsets, the tools, and the and in order to close those personal gaps.
Absolutely.
So, sweetheart, let's go ahead and deal with this excitement and hopefulness and angst and what is necessary for to meet those goals. I like that first point that you make, babe. You say goals must be esteemable. Ooh, y'all hear us talking about honor, esteem, and respect all the time. Come on and define that, baby. What does that mean?
Let me say, it starts out with understanding that, you know, people talk about resolutions and they think it's about willpower and you know, really, I'm going to do it right this year. I'm going to get it right this year. And the point that we're going to make in this show and the point that we make in the Grown Zone is that without personal growth, without self-love, and in particular, honor, esteem, and respect, and we're going to focus on esteem in this particular point, you're not going to have the foundation necessary to keep commitments to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say goals must be esteemable, and Zara and I always stress goals, not resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
These are things you're committing to work toward, that you're committed to strive for in your daily life. It's a lifestyle, not a target you're going to hit.
Come on.
So goals must be esteemable. That what do we mean by that? One, the goal you set for yourself must add to your own sense of self-worth. They must bring esteem to you. They must you have to feel good about what you're going to feel about yourself once you achieve that goal, and you have to feel good about the progress you make toward the goal, so that you don't always, if you don't get there tomorrow, you won't get discouraged because you still feel good about the progress that you made.
Yeah.
So it's esteemable. It makes you feel good to strive toward it. It doesn't mean you're going to get there tomorrow or next week. It may take you all of the year to get to it, but the very act of striving toward it makes you feel better about yourself.
A resolution, y'all, somebody wouldn't change the entire definition of what a resolution is. A resolution is a process toward an intention.
Yes.
It is not an abrupt ending of something in order to start something else, nor an assurance of change upon a declared date. So that's why we are not so quick to say, we're going to start this thing on January 1st. No. Because we don't want to reinforce that the idea of what you have known a resolution to be. A resolution is something that you work toward, you have an intention, and you understand that there are some things about you that need to change in order to achieve it. Not that you can't do it, it's that you have to have the right mindset and closing the personal growth gap in order to get there.
So what you want to do is when you set your goals, whether they're for the new year or just general goals, you want to buy into enjoying the process of getting there, not just enjoying the destination. Because many people will never get there because they don't enjoy the destination. It doesn't bring them anything.
That's right.
The second thing about esteem is that it has to affirm the best of who you are. You have to feel like this, that even the very process of striving toward this goal makes you feel good about who you are.
This is really good.
Who you are, you know, so that when you tell people about what you're working on, you may be, let's say it's a weight loss goal. You may be 100 pounds away from your weight loss goal. But if it makes you feel good to even just talk about the 2 pounds, you know, that you did this week, it's making you the best of who you are. That's esteem. And the third part about esteem is that you have to genuinely believe that striving toward this goal is good and healthy for you.
Mm.
If you don't genuinely believe that, you ain't going to make it. I'm going to tell you. If you don't really believe this is good and healthy for me to be striving toward this goal, you're going to get discouraged along the way, and you're going to lose your focus. And in some cases, there'll be a boomerang effect. You'll actually feel discouraged whenever you think about the goal. You think about it in terms of how far away it is.
And end up making steps backwards.
Exactly.
And so that, do you understand now, when we talk about having the goals, a whole lot of people set the goals, but they don't work on the mindset that's going to keep them focused so that they can actually make progress toward the goal. So you have the goals, you have the intention, you set the intention, and those things are very, very important. So we're not minimizing the fact that you have to set the goal. You have to know where you're going. So establishing the goal is very important. But you've got to have all of these things that Alfred is talking about, these esteemable goals, which directly come from and affect your sense of self, your self-worth, all of those things, and that's why you've got to be able to close the personal growth gap. Now, if you're talking about a weight loss goal, then what mindset have you had in the past and the things of the past that have hindered you? Then you've got to consider those things before you can just set the goal, or you fail before you get started.
Well, let me speak a little grown zone. You know, usually every week we talk about beliefs, emotions, and fruit.
Yeah.
So when you're setting goals, what you're doing is you're deciding what fruit you want in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What we do, and this, again, we're using weight loss as the example here. So what we do with the weight loss goals, and too many of us, what we do is we say, okay, I got to join a gym. I got to cut this out of my diet. I gotta go there 3 times a week. And you do all the external stuff around what it means to achieve a weight loss goal.
Mm-hmm.
What we're telling you in the grown zone is you got to go back to the same grown zone model: beliefs, emotions, and fruit. So when Zara's talking about the personal growth gap, if you decide the fruit you want is to lose X amount of pounds, it's not enough to join a gym and look at your diet and cut calories. You got to go back to, okay, what are the emotions that got me to this point, and what are the rooted beliefs that makes this goal important to me? Because if you don't change those emotions, which means you got to change the beliefs, you're not going to bear different fruit than the fruit you already been bearing. And that's what happens when you get depressed and you eat a pint of ice cream,
mm-hmm.
even though you know it's going against your goal, or you decide I'm sad, so I'm going to go out to Red Lobster. It's those, because you're not addressing the emotionals and the beliefs that got you to where you are today. So when Zara talks about addressing the personal growth gap, it means when you set the goal, you got to explore the emotions around that goal and the beliefs that are rooted in those emotions.
So here's what happens. What we're telling you, that the personal growth gap, people refer to the skills necessary to close that as soft skills. I hate that. It really gets under my skin for people to talk about self-loving, being more self-loving, and learning how to manage and control your own being as soft skills. Those are the most necessary things you need in order to have a successful life and to not allow your belief systems and your emotional responses to sabotage you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the things that we slow down with and really get you to start to thinking about and how you feel about self. To become more self-loving is to focus on what self-love is and to create some real esteemable goals for yourself in order to reach the goals that you set for yourself. So when that's the stuff that we are setting up right now to really teach you, because many of you have just been taught take it to the altar. And I'm telling you, I ain't telling you to stop going to the altar. I'm telling you to learn some things that's going to even make that stuff work better.
Well, if you go to the altar but you don't really believe in it.
Come on now.
You're wasting your time at the altar.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Come.
If you don't believe you deserve it, if you don't believe it's good for you, if it's not esteemable, if it doesn't affirm who you are, if it doesn't affirm your self-worth, then no matter what, you can meditate, you can go to the altar, you can go to the casino, you can go wherever you want to go to try it. It's not going to work. You're not going to be able to sustain it because it has to be rooted in esteem. Again, the grown zone principles of honor, esteem, and respect drive all healthy relationships. And when you're talking about setting goals, we're talking about the most important relationship, what your relationship is with yourself.
Yeah.
So can I go on to the next one, baby?
Absolutely.
Because that leads directly into the next thing, the goals must be. Goals must be rooted in self-love. One, you must believe you deserve this fruit that you want,
mm-hmm.
that you are worthy, that you are deserving, and that you have granted yourself the privilege and the right to achieve this goal. So again, if the goal is weight loss and your goal is to get to a size 10, and that's the goal you're working toward, but if you have sabotaging beliefs,
mm-hmm.
about what you deserve.
And every one of you do. Let me say that.
Everybody has them.
Every one of you do. So if you think, no, no, I'm self-loving, I'm right, no, I'm good, then come on, get you're kind of floating up
again,
there somewhere.
We say all the time, the proof that you have a self-love deficit is you know what's healthy for you, but you continue to choose anything but. So when
and
you
we
talk,
all know
what
when
you
that
say
is.
In your head, or you tell other people, I can't help myself. I couldn't stop. I know that's not what I'm supposed to be doing, but it was just so good. Oh, man, I couldn't turn that down. That's a sign that you don't believe you deserve the fruit that you have tied your goals to.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing about a goal rooted in self-love. It can't be driven by the need to please other people.
That's good.
If you're trying to achieve that goal to impress your mama or to impress your friends, or to get that woman, or to get that man, or to control your children, or to whatever the goal is, if you're setting the goal as a way to approve or control or impact people other than yourself,
or to get approval,
then you will not be able to sustain that goal. Because, one, you can't control other people, no matter what you've been taught, even the little people.
Come on, baby.
You can't really control them. But more importantly, your incentive for maintaining the habits and the lifestyle to achieve that goal, to produce that fruit, won't be sustainable. And here's the third thing about self-love. And as we say, these three emotions have no place in the grown zone.
None.
Your goals cannot be driven by guilt, shame, or obligation.
And those are other indicators that there's a personal growth gap.
Absolutely. If you're operating out of guilt, shame, or obligation, you have a persistent, corrosive, sabotaging personal growth gap.
Corrosive. I want to make sure you hear that.
Yes.
Because it's corrosive. That means if it's corrosive, it's already on a path. And unless you learn something to interrupt that path, it will continue to corrode because it's already in process. You can't stop corrosion without an intervention.
And unfortunately, well, maybe fortunately or unfortunately, corrosion in human beings starts from the inside out.
Yeah.
That's why so many people look like they don't have a self-love deficit. They don't look like they have a personal growth gap because the corrosion occurs from the inside out.
So all the external looks
all
good.
All the external
much
looks wonderful,
than,
but the internal is being corroded. So if you're operating out of guilt, shame, or obligation, if you're trying to lose weight because you feel obligated to do so to keep your man at home, if you're trying to lose weight because you feel ashamed of being a chubby kid when you were a little kid, if you're trying to lose weight out of guilt that somehow you ate something you weren't supposed to eat and now you need to punish yourself, whatever that is, if you will, your goals, you will sabotage your ability to produce the fruit that you want because the seeds, which is your beliefs, and what grows from those seeds, which are our emotions, are unhealthy. And as we say every week here, unhealthy seed cannot produce healthy fruit.
And it's why you need, but in anything that is happening in your life that's creating those kinds of things, you probably need to, not probably, cut that off.
Cut
it off. I mean, that, you know, for that, when Alfred mentioned the woman who's trying to lose weight for the man, I know a whole lot of women, including myself, the weight loss didn't happen while in the relationship with the man. The weight loss happened after I cut the joker off, and and then I was doing it for me. I wasn't doing it for him. I was doing it for me. So anything you are doing, it needs to come from a self-loving place.
Yes.
Okay? All right, baby, I think we go to the break now. I love this song, y'all. I think we all need some theme songs. Whatever's going on in your life, you need some theme songs.
I have my superhero soundtrack.
He really does, y'all. For real. But this particular song, I just happen to dig it. It is "It's My Time" by Kelly Price. If this is your time to shine, it's your time to win, it's your time for whatever it is that you've dreamed of, then being your time means that you're also making a commitment to self to close that personal.
Well, let me give him a hint, baby. It is your time, but Zara tells you every week you have to choose it.
You got to choose it. We'll be right back.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2. Here we go.
All right, a little technical difficulty there. Hey, it's your time. It's your time, but you have to decide that it is your time. Now, part of that decision is, A, I'm just going to do it. Now, what does that entail? When you decide you're going to do it and you make a commitment to self, then you're making commitments toward the resolution to yourself instead of promises to others. Okay? That's a great start. But then you also need to understand that you're making a decision that it is your time means making a decision that you are going to have a different relationship to that thing that kept sabotaging you, to the belief systems that you've had. So I want to give you five things that you can do to improve the relationships you've had with the things that you want to change, okay, in order to resolve those things in your life. One is to commit to the process, to understand that it is a process, and that process is an internal one, which means you are reconditioning yourself. That means that you are deprogramming yourself. That means that you are retraining yourself. And for a lot of that, it means reparenting yourself, because a lot of the self-sabotage and crap comes from early on in life. So you can't be sabotaged unless there's some internal programming that is working against you. And you've been it's like running up an escalator that's going down.
Yes,
it really is. But if you want to get in alignment with that thing, then you've got to check your thinking. You've got to check your belief systems. Okay, I'm just going to run through the next two. Be kind to yourself. The way that you do that is by eliminating contrasting concepts. We've been brought up on something is either good or bad, or something is right or wrong. Listen, it just is. And if it just is, then you can make it better, okay? But if you got to judge it, then in your mind, then you can't help but have, you know, be vacillating. So just decide it is what it is, and you're in a position to make it better. Don't make promises. Don't talk about it. Just be about it. See, we make promises to ourselves. I'm gonna drop these 5 pounds in the first 3 weeks. God, stop making those promises. Just be about it. Okay? Just be about it. You have the goal. It doesn't have to have a time. Keep the momentum. The person you most have to prove to is yourself. Okay? Then you can be proud of what you do, and change will speak for itself, but keep the momentum. Stay in the game. And the last thing is what we always say in the Grown Zone and how we live, next decision better. Why? Because it's always within reach, and it's never set up for disappointment. You can always make your next decision better. Okay? All right, that's all I got.
The reason why we try to push you guys away from being judgmental about yourself in particular, and the right or wrong and good and bad, is that once you decide something's bad, then you attach judgment and shame and guilt and obligation to it.
Come on now.
So these things that we're telling you cannot be a part of your operational approach to your goals and to your life and to being healthy and to have sustainable relationships, guilt, shame, obligation, condemnation, are those very things that you attach to things when you decide something's good or bad or right or wrong for yourself and others. So that's why we always say you focus on what's healthy for you and what's unhealthy for you. Because what's healthy for you may be unhealthy for others.
Come on.
What's unhealthy for others may be healthy for you. So that way it's about what is healthy for you.
That's it.
And this kind of brings us to our final point.
Individuality, always, y'all. Individuality.
Yes.
You are an individual. I posted something yesterday that said, when you're following the masses, very oftentimes the M is silent. You're following the masses.
They would have got it, baby. Just give them a couple seconds. They would have got it.
So follow you. You came here by yourself for your own purpose.
Which is why self-love, which requires self-knowledge and self-acceptance and personal growth, is so necessary. So, and it's the other reason why it's necessary. Achieving your goals is about choosing what you do want, what is healthy for you, not just about getting rid of what you don't want. So that we've been talking about weight loss as an example, but I'm going to talk about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
If you constantly seem to be repeating, it's like Groundhog Day of love.
Yes,
you're constantly
indeed.
Repeating the same kind of relationship, whether you stay with the same person or whether you change every few months, which most relationships change every few months, you still seem to have the same cycle. It's because you have not really focused on what's healthy for you. You just have been complaining about what's not healthy for you.
Come on.
You've been talking about what
you're
ain't
magnet.
Right for you and what you don't want. And focusing on what you don't want brings you more of it.
That
you
is what the law of attraction
magnet.
Is.
That's
that
what
is it.
Guess.
Okay?
Whatever you focus on, if you focus on what you want, it gets you more of that. If you focus on what you don't want, no matter how badly you don't want it, it will attract that to you. You will choose those things. You will make choices. You will bear fruit based on that focus, those beliefs that says, I'm focused on what I don't want.
And here's the thing. When you are focused on what you want and you're working on the mindset and you're changing all of those old sabotaging ways, then that is the work itself that brings you what you want. You're
Absolutely.
Not going to get it unless you are changing. You came here to learn and to grow. The more you learn, the more you grow, the more all of that, as it's in cyclical, increases your capacity to love. So learn, grow, and increase
yes.
your capacity to love better. Love yourself first better, and then love all of those around you better by making better decisions.
And you will be surprised about how your goals will come to fruition, and you will enjoy the process of getting there.
That's right. So it's not just about having the goals. You've got to be changing so that your mindset can attract that which you say you want,
yes.
okay? So you are a magnet. I want to see you changing. I want to see you making the necessary changes, being more self-loving, closing that personal growth gap so that you can have the life you say you desire and we know you deserve. So there we go. That's it. Anything else, baby?
Stay with us in the new year.
yes.
Next levels, new levels.
Here we go. So until next time, and y'all go to grownadvice.com if you have not joined our list so that you can know what's happening, okay? Until next time, live.
And love in the grown zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life. Ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide. That I can be.
I choose
to be authentic in everything
I do.
My past don't dictate who I am.
I choose.
Yeah. I'd have been through some painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm dropping these bags, I'm making.